Michael Eswa, and I had to ask how to pronounce that name, beautiful last name, is a 10-year-old man who loves the Lord and enjoys sharing his love for God by preaching. Michael discovered his passion for preaching after the loss of his dad in 2014. He was asked to be a part of the children's evangelistic preaching team at Fayette, Georgia SDA. He was mentored by Pastor and Sister Shaw. He has preached for Nursing Home Outreach, AYS, Children's Days, Pathfinder Day, Children's Ministry Convention, and is a member of the Flaming Falcons Pathfinder Club and Fayette Children's Chorale. He has a history, so we're going to be blessed when he gets up here. He is a self-taught visual artist who enjoys playing the piano. His favorite text is John 3:16, and I'm sure he's going to share that with us as he ministers to us today. And he is interested in sharing this message by preaching the word of God around the world. So we are happy that we have Michael with us today, and I know that we are going to be blessed by the message that he gives to us. And now we will continue with the rest of the activities until we see Mr. Michael come up and make his presentation.
Good morning, church family. My name is Michael Emmanuel Eswa. If you want to know what my full name means, please see me after the service. I am glad to be here with you and would like to thank your pastor and Sister Becky for this opportunity. Today's message is entitled, The Cheater Who Climbed the Tree. Let's pray. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Are you happy? Would you like to be even happier? What would you like so that you could be happier? Many people think they would be happier if they had more money. But I want to tell you something. Money does not buy things. Money does buy things, but money does not buy happiness. A man named Zacchaeus knew money did not buy happiness. Zacchaeus was a very rich man. He was the richest man in Jericho. Zacchaeus' job was to collect taxes for the king, but this is not how he was rich. Zacchaeus was rich because he cheated people. Here's how he did it. A man would come to pay his taxes. Zacchaeus would tell him to pay more than he owed. Zacchaeus would put the money in the king's tax box, but he would put the extra money in his own pocket. This is how he became so rich. Zacchaeus was a cheater and a thief. He broke the commandment that says, "Thou shalt not steal." He broke many other commandments too. Zacchaeus cheated people every day. Every day he put more money in his pocket. Zacchaeus became richer and richer. The people did not want to pay extra money, but they had to. Zacchaeus worked for the king. One day, a man started preaching near the river near Jericho. His name was John the Baptist. Zacchaeus went to hear John. John told the people, "Repent and be baptized. Quit cheating and stealing. Get ready for the kingdom of heaven." Zacchaeus felt John was speaking right into him. He thought, "Maybe I should be baptized. Maybe I should quit cheating people." But Zacchaeus liked being rich. And next time a man would come to pay his taxes, Zacchaeus would tell him to pay too much money. And then Zacchaeus kept the extra money. Poor Zacchaeus. He had a sinful, wicked heart. He just couldn't seem to change. Saints of God, sin makes you stupid. Zacchaeus began to think that there would be no hope for him. But one day, Zacchaeus heard a name that brought a tiny bit of hope to his heart. That name was Jesus. Let's give Satan a headache this morning. On the count of three, yell out Jesus. One, two, three. Jesus! Zacchaeus listened to what the people were saying. He thought, maybe Jesus could heal me. I am sick with sin. I hope Jesus can heal a sinner like me. Then one day, he heard some exciting news. Jesus was in Jericho. Zacchaeus forgot all about his job. All he could think about was Jesus. Lots of other people wanted to see Jesus too. Zacchaeus was a short little man. I researched on the average Jewish man about that time was around 5 feet, 7 inches, and 7 inches tall. Is there anyone in the audience that tall? Well, it is believed that Zacchaeus was around 4 feet. Then Zacchaeus had an idea. He remembered a big sycamore tree that grew along the road. It had low branches. It was easy to climb. Zacchaeus didn't care if people laughed at him. How many of us care about Jesus? How many of us care about people laughing at us when we're just trying to see Jesus? Zacchaeus just wanted to see Jesus. And so he climbed right up that tree. Zacchaeus watched as Jesus came down the street. Soon Zacchaeus could hear Jesus. Jesus was telling the people how to have a new, clean heart. Yes, that's exactly what I need, said Zacchaeus. Jesus came closer and closer. Zacchaeus leaned down to look up at Jesus. Then Jesus stopped. He looked right up to Zacchaeus. He said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I am going to your house today. Zacchaeus was so excited, he almost fell out of the tree. He scrambled right down and stood before Jesus. He told Jesus, I will give half of my money to the poor, and I will find the people that I cheated, and I will give them 4 times more than I stole. Jesus smiled. He went home with Zacchaeus. He told Zacchaeus how to have a new, clean heart. This was the beginning of a new life for Zacchaeus. He didn't lie or cheat no more. Instead, he was nice and kind. Do you want a new, clean heart too? Do you want to get rid of all your sins? I know that's what I want. The Bible has a special promise for us. Please read it with me. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. Yes, our part is to confess our sins. There's something in that text that reminds us what we're supposed to do. Do you guys know what we're supposed to do? Yes, our part is to confess our sins. We confess our sins to Jesus. We tell Him we are sorry. We ask Him to forgive us. If our sins have hurt another person, we tell that person we are sorry too. Let's read 1 John 1 through 9 again, verse 9 again. It tells of two things that Jesus does when we confess our sins. Please sit this text with me. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus forgives our sins. Even better, Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He takes the sins away. He gives us new hearts that love to do what is right. Can we be sure that Jesus will do that? Yes, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive, to do it. Say it with me. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's read the whole verse together again. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay. Repeat this line with me. Jesus forgives my sins.
Jesus forgives my sins.
This is something he loves to do because he is faithful and just to do it. Church family, don't you feel good knowing that our sins can be forgiven?
Amen.
Let's say 1 John 1, verse 9 again. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, 9. I know there are some young people in the audience that have been following Jesus this week because he is the light of the world. So if there is someone that can repeat this text for me, I will give them a small prize. Raise your hand, please, if you think you can. Okay, can you repeat this? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. When John the Baptist preached by the river near Jordan, he told the people, "Repent and be baptized." Yes, repent and be baptized. John said to repent. When we repent, we do two things. First, we feel sorry for our sins. Second, we turn away from our sins. When we turn away from our sins, we leave something behind. We leave it. When we repent, we give up our sins. Jesus helps us every step of the way. He helps us to feel sorry for our sins. Then he helps us to turn away from it. Isn't God good?
Amen.
I repeat, isn't God good?
Amen.
Do you feel sorry for the wrong things that you have done? This means that God has sent his Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. The Holy Spirit helps us feel sorry for our sins. Then we ask Jesus to take away our sins. When we ask him to give us a new hearts that hate sin, that when we do this, we have truly repented. John baptized the people who repented their sins. John dipped them all the way under the water. This showed that they were letting God take their sinful hearts. Baptism does not clean our hearts. Jesus does that.
Amen.
But when we But when we are baptized, we show Jesus that we have decided to follow him.
Amen.
I remember the day when I was baptized. On that day, heaven filled my soul, and glory filled my soul, and heaven came down. It was the best day of my life. I still have challenges, but I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
The Bible tells us about many people who were baptized. Even Jesus was baptized. When John was baptizing people over the River Jordan, Jesus asked to be baptized. At first, John did not want to baptize Jesus. He said, "You should baptize me." But Jesus said, "Let it be so." Jesus is our perfect example. He wanted us to be baptized, and so he led the way. John lowered Jesus into the water. Jesus was completely covered by the water. That's what it means to be baptized. It means to be completely covered. Then the heavens opened up. The Holy Spirit came down like a dove. A voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased with." Matthew 3, verse 17. When we are baptized, God speaks these same words into our hearts. He says, "You are my beloved son," or "You are my beloved daughter. I am well pleased with you." It is wonderful to know that you are a child of God. It is wonderful to know that God is pleased with you. You don't have to do something big, wonderful, or a wonderful thing to please God. God is pleased when you give up your old sinful self. He is pleased when you truly ask him to get a new, clean heart. Without Jesus, our hearts are dirty. Like these dirty hands right here. They need to be washed.
Amen.
We can wash our hands. We wash our hands. That's an easy thing to do. We put soap on our dirty hands, and we rinse them with fresh, new water. Then we rub our... We rub our dirty hands back and forth. Soon, our hands are clean again. Yes, we can wash our own hands, but when we think bad thoughts or say bad things, or say bad words, we cannot wash our hearts and make them clean again. Only Jesus can do that. When we are baptized, we show Jesus that we are giving him things that make our hearts dirty. We show him we are giving up our bad thoughts and actions and words. The Bible shows us about how to be baptized. We should be lowered into the water. We should be completely covered under the water. The Bible calls this being buried in baptism. Buried like when someone dies and is buried in a tomb. Yes, when you are buried in baptism, you show that your old sinful self is dead. After you go under the water, the pastor lifts you back out. This shows that you are not the same person you used to be. You are a new person with Jesus' new, clean heart. The decision to be baptized is even more important than the decision to get married. I know what you're thinking. What do I have to do about marriage? Well, my mom says, I'm not going to be ready for that until another 20 years or so. What I'm saying is baptism is more important than any other decision that you would ever decide. Before you are baptized, you need to talk and study with your pastor. He makes sure that you understand what it truly means to be baptized.
Amen.
Jesus loves you, so he died that all your sins could be forgiven. He is ready to forgive you and give you power to obey his perfect law of love. Do you want Jesus to forgive your sins? Do you want a new, clean heart? Do you want to live a new, obedient life with him? Would you like to be baptized someday to show Jesus that you love him and want to serve him? At the beginning of the sermon, I told you, if you want to know what my full name means, please see me after the service. But I changed my mind. My last name, Eswa, means midnight. My first middle name, Emmanuel, means God with us. My second middle name, Ike, means God's power. And my first name, Michael, means God with us. Wait, God's like God. The message today is simple. We are living in the times of darkness, midnight. But God is with us and will give us the power to be just like him. If you want to recommit yourself to the Lord, please stand with me. God is happy with your commitment. But there may be someone here today who wants to be baptized. God says, if you stand for me, I will stand for you. Amen. Bow your heads for prayer, please. Dear Lord, thank you for speaking to our hearts. You are the light of the world. We want to follow you. Bless everyone who stood for you today. Thank you for helping us to feel sorry for our sins. Please forgive our sins. Give us new, clean hearts. Please give us the power to live for you. In your holy name, we say, amen.